November 24th, Unstoppable Fruitfulness. Have you ever witnessed a forest fire? The sea of flames looks like nothing but pure destruction. But did you know that for many trees, fire is beneficial? Only through this intense heat can the tree's seeds be released, initiating fresh forest growth. So it seems, even with such a destructive force, God has designed His creation to be fruitful. And the same can be said for the trials we face. Today, we'll meet Peter, a man who grew up in the Soviet Union when Stalin was in power. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
Atheism was God, so we had no churches, and Bibles had to be hidden. My mother was evangelical Christian, so we had a Bible that I read all the way through by age 14. Even though Christians were persecuted, I gave my life to Christ at 18 after my best friend committed suicide. I married Luba when I was 22, and I was ordained by the church. In 1961, I was sentenced to 5 years of exile in Siberia for my faith. Luba joined me with our 2 children, and we continued our ministry there. From then on, our family suffered terrible persecution. The KGB searched our house many times looking for Bibles. I was arrested 5 more times and spent a total of 18 years in Soviet prisons. But always and everywhere, I saw the Lord's hand leading me to be a witness for Him, whether at my trial, facing my accusers, or in a cell singing hymns for other prisoners. Luba had to raise our 7 children mostly alone. Once a year, she was permitted to visit me, but I was thousands of miles away, and she had to travel for hours. Sometimes after her long journey, she was turned away, denied a visit. God has promised that He will never leave us or forsake us, and He brought us through those dark years until freedom came in 1987. Today, our church in Russia is strong and spreading the good news that Christ died for our sins.
In Genesis chapter 41, we see Joseph naming his 2 sons. These children were born in Egypt, where Joseph had been sold into slavery by his brothers over a decade earlier. He had also been falsely accused and imprisoned for several years. Yet, in verse 52, Joseph calls his 2nd son Ephraim, saying, "For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction." Friend, when we face ridicule, unjust treatment, or outright persecution as believers, may we never forget that God is still with us in that place. We are still within His plan and His protection, and we can still be used for His glory if we will only continue to trust Him. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. We are unshackled. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in your life. Produced in Chicago by Unshackled of Pacific Garden Mission. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.